From the word of the Lord, as it is written in a portion of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now these are the commandments, the statutes and the judgments, which Yahuwah your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it. That thou might fear Yahuwah thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. And hear, O Israel, and observe to do, that it may be well for thee, and that you may multiply exceedingly, as Yahuwah, God of thy fathers, has spoken to thee, in the land that flows with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, Yahuwah is our God. Yahuwah is one. And thou shalt love Yahuwah thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently to thy sons, and thou shalt speak of them when thou sit in thy house, and when thou walk in the way, and when thou lie down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt tie them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be for frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them on the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And when thy son asks thee tomorrow, saying, What mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Yahuwah our God has commanded you? Then thou shalt say to thy son, We were Pharaoh's servants in Egypt, and Yahuwah brought us out of Egypt with a firm hand. And Yahuwah gave signs and miracles great and evil on Egypt, on Pharaoh, and on all his house before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in to give us the land which he promised to our fathers. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in a portion of the work Arcana Celestia, number 1038. External rites are called signs of a covenant, for the reason chiefly that internal things may be kept in mind by them, that is, the things signified by them. All the rites of the Jewish church were nothing else, and for this reason they were called signs, that the people might be reminded by them of interior things, as, for instance, the binding of the chief commandment on the hand and on the forehead. Here, hand signifies the will, because it signifies power, for power is of the will. Frontlets between the eyes signify the understanding. Thus, the sign signifies remembrance of the chief commandment, or of the law in some, that it may be continually in the will and in the thought, that is, that the presence of the Lord and of love may be in all the will and in all the thought. Such is the presence of the Lord. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.